Well, if you're a Blackhawks fan burning the midnight oil, trying to get any more information about the Hawks landing the number one pick, or if you're a Hawks fan just this morning, taking it all in, catching up on everything you possibly can, we're happy to have you with us. Yes, it is true. No, it wasn't a dream. The Blackhawks land the number one overall pick, and as expected, will likely take Connor Bedard. They'd be crazy not to, but we won't even waste time talking about that hypothetical. The funny thing about gearing up for this entire draft lottery was looking at all the options. The Hawks could choose anywhere from first to fifth, and I think I was trying to talk myself into understanding the idea of them going with Matvei Michkov and just hoping that they could land at one or two or possibly even five, so that there wouldn't really be a decision. Number one, it's Connor Bedard. Number two, it's Adam Fantilli. And then number five, it's whoever's left. But it turns out that the best possible scenario comes out to play, and that is the fact that the Hawks can choose Connor Bedard, and nobody can stop them. We're going to hear from Kyle Davidson. I also want to pull some sound from Kevin Korchinski, who's in the Blackhawks system. He played with Connor Bedard in the World Juniors, just a short audio clip. But the funny thing was, I really didn't dig in too much to Connor Bedard because of how much of a unanimous first overall pick he has been this entire time. I know he's got explosive numbers. I know he's got a million fantastic stats. And I think the one that just kind of summarizes it all is this past year, 143 points in 53 games. That's nearly, well, it's over 2.5 points per game. This kid seems to be the real deal. And even if he's not, another horrible hypothetical I won't go down, but even if he's not, the Hawks would be stupid not to pick him. And if they did and that happened, no one would blame him. I think it's really cool that Chicago ended up landing the first overall pick in both the NHL and the NFL. And honestly, other than maybe the Cubs, those two teams now have the most favorable path towards sustained success. And this was all by design by Kyle Davidson. Now, it's only been, what, a month less since Jonathan Toews officially wrapped up his career with the Chicago Blackhawks, and now we're already talking about the next face of the franchise in Connor Bedard. Everything worked out perfectly. The Blackhawks fought every single game, for the most part, all the way till the very end, and even though there were a handful of fans frustrated, and I know you're out there, and I know you've tweeted, and I know you've texted the post-game show, it ended up working out. And this isn't even a situation where it's, ha-ha, I told you so. Because we don't know what could have happened. And even Kyle Davidson doesn't categorize this as justification from the hockey gods.
No, I don't think that. No matter where we picked, I think we were going to get a great player. I think we were going to get a player that could be a potential cornerstone. I feel that strongly about this draft. Whether we picked 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, we were going to get a player that was going to be a major piece for us. And so I was very happy once we have started to dig in really heavily into the draft process in the second half, what was available to us, no matter where we finished in that top five. And so, I don't think it's vindication. It's certainly a nice bonus and a nice surprise to come away with number one, but I think no matter what, we were going to add a major piece to our team one way or the other.
For some reason, though, it works out in the Blackhawks' favor. But I still think it goes back to the principle of having a head coach like Luke Richardson leading the team the proper way. Now we're talking about complimenting Connor Bedard, protecting Connor Bedard, and just a more fun season overall in 2023-2024. No one's expecting the Blackhawks to win the Stanley Cup next year. But hopefully, it'll be a year of just progression for guys like Bedard and Lucas Reichel and Alex Vlasic and Isaac Phillips. And maybe we'll get to see some other guys like Kevin Korchinski, like Nolan Allen, like Frank Nazar. But the excitement around all of these guys at the same time is very, very thrilling. And I think it's important to pull that out because it's not just one guy. And Kyle Davidson breaks that down here.
You know, we had a lot of staff in the other room, some hockey ops, but a lot of business ops staff that weren't here for the runs and weren't here for the cups and, you know, maybe new to hockey. But they knew this was a big deal. And they knew that getting a high pick here was a big deal. And to see the excitement when I walked back into that room was pretty special. It's a pretty invigorated staff right now. I think it'll be a very excited fan base about the, you know, what the possibilities are here. But again, that doesn't change the fact that we have to build a team. And you know, you look back at any Stanley Cup team, yeah, they have great players, but it's not just one person that wins it. You need many great pieces and many important pieces and players that gel together and can play within a team concept. And so, you know what, that work's going to continue. And, you know, I think we had a really good start last year at the draft and what we were able to do. And hopefully we, you know, in addition to this number one pick, that we continue to add those pieces and just continue to build this team and grow this thing as a collective.
When you think about the Blackhawks and their Stanley Cup runs, 2010, 2013, 2015, how deep were those teams? Think about how much fans fell in love with Andrew Shaw, with Brandon Saad, with Brian Bickle, Ben Eager, Adam Burrish for that matter. Depth guys, role-playing guys, guys that helped glue the team together, chemistry guys. Of course they needed the leaders. Of course they needed Kane, Taves, Seabrook, Keith, Chalmerson, Sharp. Stop me when. But it takes an entire team. And this was never only about Connor Bedard. But it is a pretty darn big piece. And as I said on a handful of post-game shows, other teams were doing this. But it ends up being the Blackhawks catching the lotto luck and pleasing the hockey gods, if you want to call it that way. Kyle Davidson was asked the question about, does this accelerate the rebuild? Here's his answer.
You know, I don't think it accelerates anything just because we've never really said what it's going to take, and now, oh, this is going to take this. You know, it'll take as long as it takes us to build the team, and the players that we put in the system and their development will dictate, you know, whatever timeline that people want to put on it. What we're trying to do is add great players, and the quicker we can do that, the quicker things will get better. And so that's just logical, but it's the fact of the matter and where we're at and where we're going. But you know, in terms of timeline, I don't think it can accelerate anything that we haven't really, because we haven't stated anything, right? So it's just going to take as long as it takes, but we're committed to doing it right, building the team the right way, you need great players to do that, and I feel we have a great opportunity to add a great player with this pick.
I've said since Kyle Davidson has been in place that he is very direct, very thorough, and very detailed with his answers, much like his head coach of Luke Richardson. I'm happy that that hasn't changed, even though the Blackhawks land this first-round pick. Because he's right. You can't not give a timeline when you declare a rebuild and then give a timeline a year down the line. Yes, this is huge for the rebuilding process. Yes, it probably will help the timeline. But you can't immediately put an expiration date on this because it's still going to take all those other pieces to work out. And I appreciate Kyle Davidson's even-keeledness, if that's even a word or a term, throughout this whole thing. It's important to be excited right now. It's important to appreciate the significance of winning, more or less, the draft lottery right here and now. And I think he showed that. Of course he shows excitement. How could you not? But he also understands that there's a long way to go. Here's the good news. They still have another first-round pick in Tampa Bay's, which is 20th overall, and they still have 4 second-round picks. All of that was still by design. Kyle Davidson said in this press conference that you can't guarantee winning the draft lottery. So what do? You bulk up on as many chances, and as much capital as you possibly can to try and guarantee yourself the best possible scenario. It's also kind of cool that Kyle Davidson, not in a superstitious way, just kind of not allowing himself to get too high on a certain number of a possible draft pick, just kept envisioning 4 or 5, because that is the worst the Blackhawks could have landed, yet whoever they would pick at 4 or 5 would still be their top prospect immediately in the Hawks organization. And that's what allowed him to just go throughout his day.
I was totally fine, to be honest. I'm a pretty even keel guy, and I don't get too high or too low. And so today was just like just any other day, because for the most part, it's because I had mentally prepared myself, just again, looking at the odds, probably gonna be 4 or 5. It is what it is. We're going to get a great player, no problems. And so I knew coming out of this, we're going to get a great player. And so that's kind of just where I sat with it. Now, obviously, things went the way they did, and so we're really excited about where we sit now. But I just think the strength of this draft gave me a little bit of calm based on where we were going to fall, no matter what happened with the lottery today.
During the World Juniors, Kevin Korchinski, Nolan Allen, and Colton Dock all got to play with Connor Bedard. We interviewed Kevin Korchinski for Blackhawks Live earlier this year after that tournament, and here's what he had to say about playing with the number one expected pick. I do apologize for the quality of this audio. Something was a little on the fritz when we were recording.
He won us some of those games. So, yeah, everything he does, he's a pro with it. Off the ice, on the ice, he wants to be the best. He does everything he can to be the best. And, just a great guy off the ice, too. He's a guy that you can come talk to about anything. So, yeah, it was really big for us, and it was just great to play with a guy like that.
I know you connected with him a few times offensively. Do you feel like he helped your game? Do you feel like you helped his game?
Yeah, I think playing with a guy like that, you can kind of read off each other. He knows what the right play is with the puck, and so you can kind of know where to go, and he'll find you, and then vice versa. So, yeah, I guess playing with a guy like that would be awesome to play with him more consistently. But
I've got one more Kyle Davidson quote, and I'm choosing it because throughout this whole press conference, of course he's not going to go ahead and say that the Hawks will be taking Connor Bedard at first overall. Obviously, it's implied. But here's what he had to say about what a first-round pick in this year's draft could mean.
It can change a franchise. It can change a city. And it can change an era in a team's history. And so there's a lot of weight to that and a lot of significance to that. And when that number one card flipped over and it was our logo, that's... it kind of hits you all at once, because you think about it in the lead up and you think about what could be, and you don't let yourself go there that often, because chances were that we weren't going to see that come to fruition. But yeah, when our logo flipped over there, it was just kind of wow.
And now to wrap things up, I'll look at one of the latest tweets coming from Darren Rovell. This was 2 hours ago, so this was 9:44 p.m. Central Standard Time. No signs of stopping in Chicago. The Blackhawks, since getting the number one pick and the rights to what will surely be Connor Bedard, have sold more than 500 full-season tickets worth over $2.5 million. That's a pace of revenue at $28,000 a minute. The draft is at the end of June. Training camp is in September. Can't wait to have you along for the ride. Joe Brand, WGN Sports.